Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 19, 1806. Gibson seriously wounded. Yesterday, traveling with Clark's party on the Yellowstone River, Gibson was thrown from his horse. He was attempting to shoot a deer and was thrown into a snag which penetrated deeply into the muscular part of his thigh. Clark dressed the wound, but Gibson was in much pain and did not sleep during the night. Today, Captain Clark writes more about the incident.
I rose early and dressed Gibson's wound. He slept but very little last night and complains of great pain in his knee and hip, as well as his thigh. There being no timber on this part of the Rochejon, sufficiently large for a canoe, and time is precious as it is our wish to get to the United States this season, conclude to take Gibson in a litter if he is not able to ride on down the river, until I can find a tree sufficiently large for my purpose. I had the strongest and gentlest horse saddled, and placed skins and blankets in such a manner, that when he was put on the horse he felt himself in as easy a position as when lying. This was a fortunate circumstance, as he could go much more at his ease than in a litter. Past Rosebud River on the starboard side, I proceeded on about 9 miles and halted to let the horses graze and let Gibson rest. His leg became so numb from remaining in one position as to render extremely painful to him. I directed Shields to keep through the thick timber and examine for a tree sufficiently large and sound to make a canoe, and to hunt for some wild ginger for a poultice for Gibson's wound. He joined me at dinner with 2 fat bucks but found no ginger. We passed over 2 high points of land from which I had a view of the Rocky Mountains to the west and south-southeast, all covered with snow. I also saw a low mountain in an easterly direction. After dinner I proceeded on. The highlands became lower on either side, and those on the starboard side formed bluffs of a darkish yellow earth. I have seen some trees which would make very small canoes. Captain William Clark, July 19, 1806.
The mountains that Clark saw from the high point were likely the Absaroka and Beartooth Mountains. The mountains to the southeast were the Pryor Mountains, south of Billings, Montana. Captain Lewis, exploring the Marias River, repeats some of the previous day's journal entry, but also writes,
"After taking an observation of the sun's meridian altitude, set out and ascended the river hills, having passed the river, and proceeded through the open plains up the north side of the river, 20 miles, and camped."
Tomorrow, a little geology lesson.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.